on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
National Police say reports that officers have raided the northern KZN home of Dudumieni are false. In a post shared on social media platform X, a publication claims the National Intervention Unit has descended on the Richards Bay home of the late former South African Airways chairperson. It claims that officials found 18 million rand in a safe. National Police spokesperson Atlinda Marte says no such raid took place.
The SAPS calls for responsible social media reporting and for users to verify information first before sharing.
Mieni, who passed away last year, faced a cloud of controversy over her tenure at SAA and had a 300,000 rand Bosasa fraud case. The home is said to now belong to her son, Talente. Moving to Gauteng, Airports Company South Africa says it has taken decisive steps following a security breach at the OR Tambo International Airport. It's understood at this stage that a passenger boarded a flight with two training hand grenades. The devices were only detected on arrival at the airport in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. AXA spokesperson Adele Nkomo says airport security has been tightened.
AXA was formally notified of the incident by Ethiopian Airlines. Notwithstanding these legal issues, ACS is responsible for the lapse in security and has also accepted liability for the incident. ACS instituted disciplinary proceedings against the employee responsible for the security breach.
And the Ingonyama Trust Board says over 4 million rand will be given back to residents who paid them rent in what's been declared an unlawful agreement. The agreements required rural residents to pay rent on land they already occupied under customary law. The Trust's acting CEO, Siam Dumisa Vilakazi.
We are currently tracing approximately 1,620 people who made payments under this lease beginning 2008 until the date of the court order. So far, approximately 208 individuals have been traced and refunded. We have given ourselves a period of 18 months, finalized contact tracing and lease cancellation.
On the international front, Ukrainian activists have called for more protests over a new law they say weakens the country's anti-corruption watchdogs. The unrest is the first major anti-government demonstration since the war broke out 3 years ago. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky insists the new framework is needed to crack down on corruption. Andriy Budryk, the executive director of Transparency International, says the legislation's been rushed through parliament.
Somebody from his team decided that they need more control over the corruption investigations that are done by these two institutions. But I don't think that it was the right decision, and the way how it was done extremely fast during only one day.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 23 today. Pietermaritzburg, 22. Richards Bay, 24. Your top story this hour. National Police say reports that officers have raided the northern KZN home of Dudumieni are false. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.